Good afternoon. I'm Stan Ingold for Alabama Public Radio News. The city of Huntsville has the opportunity to win a $5 million grant. APR student reporter Josh Hoppenstein explains the goal is to make the city more energy efficient.
Huntsville is competing in a competition being put on by Georgetown University. The competition is about lowering energy consumption in cities. Harry Hobbs is the public and governmental affairs liaison for Huntsville Utilities. He says that Huntsville's utilities company is really taking the spirit of this competition to heart.
We want to come up with economical solutions to meeting, you know, the country's growing demand for energy in the future. So we just want to be a part of that.
The competition will begin in January. It runs through the end of the year 2016. For APR News, I'm Josh Hoppenstein in Tuscaloosa.
And if you're worried about overeating during the holidays, a device being tested at the University of Alabama just might help. It's called an automatic ingestion monitor. The device has sensors that keep track of what you eat and how. Associate Professor Edward Sazanov is working on the sensor. He says it's designed to not get in the way of the user.
The device will look like as a Bluetooth headset that you wear around your ear. What it does, it monitors your motion during food intake and recognizes food intake on top of conditions such as talking, walking, you know, other types of physical activity.
Sazanov says there's also a camera attached to take pictures of what is being eaten for monitoring purposes. He is leading the project that has received a $1.8 million five-year grant from the National Institute of Health. And former State Representative Mary Sue McClurkin of Indian Springs and Mobile County GOP Chair Terry Lathan have announced their candidacies for the chairmanship of the Alabama Republican Party. The current chairman, former State Senator Bill Armistead, announced last week that he will not seek another two-year term when the party's executive committee meets in Montgomery on February 21st. And taking a look at weather across much of the state for this evening, look for rain showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms this evening. Lows in the upper 40s, that chance of rain is right around 60%. And for your Tuesday, partly cloudy skies, highs in the upper 50s. Along the coast tonight, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of rain showers, with a near steady temperature in the lower 60s. And for your Tuesday, look for mostly sunny skies, highs in the upper 60s. I'm Stan Ingold, reporting for Alabama Public Radio News.